This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks, and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family, and that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children, and women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hello, friends. It is Monday, November 18th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. I appreciate you joining me today on RBN, whose website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com, where you will see the names of all the guests that I've ever had on the program since October 23rd, 2010, as well as links to their websites. Just visit my website and click on the radio schedule button. Please also visit spingolaspeaks.info for links and files. This site was created by one of our wonderful listeners, and it was established to augment information not found elsewhere. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. If anyone has sent me email to my other address since Thursday morning, I have not seen it. After the new replacement battery in my laptop stopped working after 2 hours on Friday, I concluded that it was the battery adapter, which I anticipate will arrive about midday today. So I should be up and running soon. I know that I could have accessed my email via the email server, but I just decided to give myself a 3-day vacation, which I have enjoyed tremendously. I've been reading all weekend, and it's been wonderful. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour when I open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. On March 1st, 1967, New Orleans District Attorney Jim Garrison shocked the world by arresting local businessman Clay Shaw for conspiracy to murder the president. His alleged co-conspirator, David Ferry, had been found dead a few days before. Garrison charged that elements in the United States government, in particular the CIA, were behind the crime. From the beginning, his probe was attacked in the media and violently denounced by Washington. His office was infiltrated and sabotaged, and witnesses disappeared or died. Eventually, Shaw was acquitted after the briefest of jury deliberation and the only prosecution ever brought for the murder of President Kennedy. That was it. My guest today is Bruce Campbell Adamson. He is the author of numerous books on the assassination of JFK. His website is CIAJFK.com. He has appeared frequently on Dr. Stan Monteith's program and has also been on Coast to Coast. Welcome, Bruce.
Can you
welcome.
Hear me?
Yes, great. Thank you for being on the program today.
Thank you for having me.
Great. Well, the very first book that I ever read about the assassination was one written by Jim Garrison, and it's been, several years since I read it. And, I knew right off that there was something fishy about the whole story. And then about, eight or nine years ago, I discovered your book. I admittedly, I haven't read all of them. I do have the first one. And anyway, we started chatting back and forth via email at that point in time. And then with the 50th anniversary coming up, I thought, Well, it would be fun to have you on the program.
Well, I think it's fun having me on the program, too.
Well, good, 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 good. And also, you have a Kindle book, which has, it is called the JFK Assassination Timeline Chart. And
yes.
So I downloaded that. I love Kindle. And you have a lengthy cast of characters. All these people that were somehow involved, some obviously more than others. And you have a little description of each of the people that you've mentioned. And there are some names, like David Ferry. I don't think you have David Ferry in this.
No.
But the first book, the one that I purchased, is called Oswald's Closest Friend, the George D. Mournchild,
that's good.
Okay. Mournchild Story, 1,000 Points of Light, and in parentheses, Public Remains in the Dark. So, I've had this book, like I say, for some time. Got a lot of earmarked pages here. But anyway, just to sum it up, who do you think, what entity do you think was really responsible for the assassination, in addition to the CIA?
I would say there are a number of reasons. There are about 5 to 7, and they're all like correct. And you just the Texas oil depletion allowance, the firing of Allen Dulles over the Bay of Pigs invasion, LBJ's desire to be president, and anybody having prior knowledge could make a fortune off the New York Stock Exchange, just like with 9/11, how the stock market went down. If you know something's going to happen, you sell, and then you can buy your company back a week or other companies for pennies on the dollar. And the Cassinis, Ole Cassini was Jackie Kennedy's dress designer. Well, his sister-in-law committed suicide because of Bobby Kennedy, Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, prosecuting her husband, Igor Cassini, who worked for William Randolph Hearst's paper as the Charlie Knickerbocker. And the Cassinis and de Mournchilds were friends. They were white Russians, and Igor Cassini played tennis with Allen Dulles down in Palm Beach. And there, every time LBJ went to stay in Palm Beach, he didn't stay with the Kennedys, whose landlord was friends of George de Mournchild, and that was Colonel Michael Paul. He gave up his entire Palm Beach estate with a Rolls Royce just for Jackie and Jack Kennedy. And that was a few doors away from the Reitzmans. Well, LBJ stayed at the Reitzman estate. They were very ultra-conservative people. And so there are a number of components. Charlene Reitzman, who took her own life, Charlene Reitzman Cassini, was listed in de Mournchild's phone book in 54-55. And her grandpa was the author of the oil depletion allowance. And then George Herbert Walker Bush was running Zapata Oil out of Houston. And when Castro took over Cuba, he had his oil rigs 51 miles north of Cuba, where they could house 75 to 100 men and land helicopters and kind of keep an eye on what's going on there. So there are a number of motives, and the Bell helicopter is tied to the Paines, who are putting the Oswalds up in their home. Ruth Forbes Paine is a first cousin to our Secretary of State, John Forbes Carey, and her husband was the inventor of the Bell helicopter, Arthur Young. And I have pictures on a video that I have up for free where the pilot is flying Arthur Young, and that was LBJ's personal pilot. And a lot of times LBJ would go to Texas, and he would offer George Herbert Walker Bush to rides to Texas. You know, so there, it's like a jigsaw puzzle, and you can't force the pieces in there. You have to, they either fit or they don't. And then when you put them all together, I found out that Abe Zapruder was friends with Mr. and Mrs. George DeMarshall 10 years before the assassination. And Alan Dulles, I think, is one of the most incriminating with LBJ. The evidence really points at them.
All righty. Bruce, we are going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Bruce Adamson. He is the author of numerous books on the assassination of JFK. His website is CIAJFK.com. All righty. Tell us just a little bit about, because I think a lot of people have never even heard of George DeMornchild. Never heard of him. Don't know where he came from, where he's born, nothing about him. So could you just tell us, tell the listeners a little bit about George?
Well, in 92, it took me about 6 months to learn how to pronounce his name. And, I was tired of the JFK assassination, and I started researching, and I went through the 26 volumes, and I came across George de Marchal. And in there, I read that he visited or dated Jackie Kennedy's mother, seeing her on a daily basis, Janet Lee Bouvier, or Auchincloss, Mrs. Hugh D. Auchincloss. And I said to myself, what, Lee Harvey Oswald's best friend happened to know Jackie Kennedy when she was a young girl and taught her how to ride horses? And he was came in 1938 from Russia to the United States. And at that time, he was introduced to the Kennedys, or Janet Lee, before she knew married President Kennedy. And so I just started researching him. He was a geologist, oil geologist, graduated at University of Texas and a couple other European universities. And he was tied to all the rich and the famous. He knew the owner of CBS, William S. Paley, worked for him in 60, 61, 62. And Paley admitted working hand-in-hand with the CIA, letting them pose as CIA agents. And George de Marchal worked for Nelson Rockefeller's main man, Stanley Hope. And he was just tied to a lot of oil men, the Clint Murchisons, or Murchisons, and H.L. Hunt, and George and Herman Brown, and just he knew everybody of importance. And he, five or six trustees of the Museum of Modern Art in New York. So I, you know, I just started researching. When I first started, I was out to prove that Oswald was guilty as hell. And I got stuck on George de Marchal. And I haven't stopped ever since. I've been trying to educate people, but, you know, it's not an easy sell, you know. And George Bush Sr., who was friends with my cousins in Houston, wrote me a letter that he had known George de Marchal since 1942, that he was the uncle of his roommate at Andover. That would be Edward Gordon Hooker. And they went in the Navy together. And so I just started going on and on. And, you know, it was like you discover gold, and then other people had covered George Bush before me, like Armstrong, and I wrote a story about this letter where George Herbert Walker Bush, I'm kind of getting off the track, but de Marchal was introduced, told to keep an eye on Oswald by the Dallas CIA agent James Walton Moore, and Colonel Orloff, Lawrence Orloff. And, you know, de Marchal was like really thick into the white Russian community. You know, they're the white Russians, and then there's the red Russians. And the white Russians are like anti-red Russians. But, you know, a red Russian could easily infiltrate the white Russian community and vice versa, because you can't tell what a white Russian is compared to a red Russian. You just pretend to be...
Sure. They're not marked on their forehead or anything.
Right. And they may try to make de Marchal out to be a Nazi. And I believe his mom was of Jewish descent, Sapolsky of Poland. And, you know, there's just... He spoke like seven languages, de Marchal did, and... He went to Haiti before the assassination, but he's meeting LBJ twice on April 24th or 6th and then May 20th. So there were all these interesting connections, and I went to the LBJ Library in Austin, Texas, and at the University of Texas where de Marchal graduated, and I found letters between Lyndon Johnson, this is the early 90s, and George de Marchal. And when I brought it to their attention, they got furious at the library, and they were not happy that I discovered them. And, you know, I published them. You know, I just try to bring them to the intent. Why is Vice President Lyndon Johnson writing to and receiving letters from Lee Harvey Oswald's best friend? And that's who the Warren Commission labeled de Mornschild as, Lee Harvey Oswald's best friend. And in 92, I contacted the West Palm Beach sheriffs, and they gave me all de Mornschild's personal phone book and all of his photocopies of all his personal papers. And I, as a genealogist since 1982, I started, you know, building my foundation, which became like 14 volumes of this character, George de Mornschild.
Sure. And where was he born?
I believe he was born in Minsk, Russia.
Okay. And how did he become best friends to Oswald?
He was asked to keep an eye on him. He wouldn't be his best friend if he's setting him up for the assassination. And he felt responsible many years later before he killed himself. But he was asked to by James Walton Moore and Colonel Lawrence Orloff in Dallas.
Okay.
That was in 62.
Okay. How did they meet? How did Oswald and de Mornschild meet?
Well, I don't remember exactly how they met because I wasn't there, and there's nothing really published, you know, that I know about it. But I just know that he was taking him to White Russian parties, and at the very time that he's taking Lee Harvey Oswald to a White Russian party in February of 63, he's writing to President Kennedy, asking President Kennedy to write the foreword to his book, his travel book, where he travels with a donkey and his wife 3,000 miles through Central America.
You're saying de Mornschild wrote to Kennedy?
President Kennedy. But he's at the very time he's taking Oswald to White Russian parties and introducing him to Ruth and Michael Payne.
Okay.
Who were putting the Oswalds up in their home and found them the job at the Texas School Book Depository.
Now, de Mornschild found the job for Oswald
Michael and Ruth Payne.
Oh, okay. All right.
But they're putting the Oswalds up in their home. And at the very time that de Mornschild is writing to President Kennedy in February 63, he's taking Oswald to introduce them to the Paynes. So, and he didn't know what's going to happen in November, you know. So why would he be writing to JFK? And at that very time, Attorney General Bobby Kennedy is prosecuting his friend Igor Cassini. And then a few months later, Mrs. Cassini would commit suicide on April 8th in New York City, 1963.
Wow. All righty. We are going to a quick 3-minute break, Bruce. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Okay.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Bruce Adamson, the author of numerous books on the assassination of JFK. His website is CIAJFK.com. Now, obviously, you believe that the CIA had something to do with the assassination.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Were there any other entities that collaborated?
I would say that if they were involved, you know, it's possible that they use the mafia for shooting. You know, I keep an open mind on that. And I also keep an open mind that Oswald could have been a part of it. But I believe that, you know, De Mornschild, just that last example I showed, that if he's writing to President Kennedy and writing to Lyndon Johnson and receiving letters way before the assassination, he had to have been doing this with malice intent. Whereas, you know, there's only one piece of evidence that helps show that Oswald did not kill Kennedy, and that is when he's arrested. He has a gunpowder on one hand, but he doesn't have any on his face. And if in order to make that kind of shot, he would have been looking down the scope, and there would have been gunpowder on his face. And so, and why did he wait to take a hard shot at Kennedy when he had an open shot before he makes the turn into the Dealey Plaza? He could have shot Kennedy right then, and it would have been a real easy shot. So I keep an open mind on that. And so there you go.
Okay. All righty. So the CIA definitely was involved.
Yeah, Texas oil men.
Texas oil men?
Yes, there could have been the financing of the operation, and the CIA has its hands in oil all the time.
Sure.
Zapata Oil, that Bush's company, was a front for the CIA. So, you know, there's that's one entity, and then there's
okay.
Just...
I'm sorry. You mentioned that LBJ wanted to be president. Do you think that would have been a motivation? You mentioned that before.
Right, and I don't know. Did you receive the letters between George DeMarchal and LBJ in the mail?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Why would the vice president be writing to Lee Harvey Oswald's best friend in April the 17th and 18th and receiving letters and meeting with him on the 26th of April, months before the assassination? And it was only a week after the Walker shooting on April the 10th, where Oswald allegedly, they accused him of being the man behind shooting Major General, right-wing General Walker, who was a U.S.
Tell the listeners a little bit about that.
Well, on April the 8th, Mrs. Igor Cassini committed suicide. And then on April the 10th, Oswald was hanging out for the last time with George DeMarchal on the 11th. And DeMarchal said to Oswald, hey, were you the guy that jokingly, he said he was jokingly under testifying that, were you the guy that took a pot shot at Major General Walker? And then 6 days later, he's writing to Lyndon Johnson, Vice President Johnson, and Johnson's assistant, Howard Burris, said, well, if we have any time next week, we'd like to, you know, we'll make time to meet with you. So this is all happening, and they don't know what's going to happen down in November, but there are other documents where Burris is saying that the vice president has to be brief on presidential matters in case he's ever called upon to take over the office. So the Warren Commission used that to help convict Oswald in their so-called hearing of when he allegedly took a shot at right-wing General Walker, and DeMarchal could have been hanging out with him at that time. I mean, he was hanging out with him the day after, but he could have been with him on April the 10th when the shot was made. And they missed a shot where Walker was sitting in the window, and he took a pot shot at Walker, allegedly.
Hmm.
So
now, do you think that Oswald was a CIA operative?
Yeah, I believe other people like Dr. Philip Melanson, he wrote a great book called Spy Saga. It's simple, and it's easy to understand, and he worked at companies with people like Judith Baker that where he's doing high tech information. How does he get into this Japanese military base, you know, for the U.S. government, and Gary Powers had been shot down a few years earlier over the Soviet Union. So. Yeah, I believe that other people have pretty much proved Oswald. They've always focused it on Oswald, but not everybody has focused it on George DeMarchal. And I started in 92.
Right. Okay. Now, obviously, LBJ wanted to change the agenda of the presidency, change everything around, change what was going on in Vietnam, because so many things did happen. And we know that Kennedy wanted to kind of disable the CIA. He was also very much against the criminal activities in the country. And he was also against the Israeli state and their nuclear intentions. What are your views on that?
Well, I don't know too much about the the Israel state, their nuclear intentions, but I do know that him and his brother were sending FBI agents into these wealthy Texas oilmen's office, and they wanted to reduce the oil depletion allowance, which allowed wealthy Texas oilmen to take 27.5% of their taxes and reinvest them into other companies. Somebody like Clint Murchison had 100 companies, so that, you're talking about millions and millions of dollars. And they didn't like being intimidated by having these FBI agents coming and harassing them. So that would be important. And then also the Vietnam War, they wanted to keep that war going because the Payne family, Arthur Young, and who married Mrs. Ruth Forbes Payne, had made millions of dollars fortune off the Korean War using his helicopter.
Okay. Now, do you know anything about the Burning Cornfield connection? I've not heard of this gentleman before, but do you know anything about that?
No, I don't. You know, my brain is so, you know, I'm only human.
And sure, like sure.
People think you got to know everything about everything. And, you know, honestly, there's a lot to know just about George de Bornschild, and I try to keep it all in order. And there are things that I've put in my books that I, you know, I've been, after 22 years, you know, you start to get old and you can't remember all the things. But okay. What about him?
It was just a question in the chat room, and I have no idea what, I don't know. I've never heard of him, so I was just, conveying the question from the chat room.
Okay.
In an email question, they mentioned, one of our listeners says, in 1960, Oleg Cassini was named personal couturier by Mrs. Kennedy, launching the Jackie book in 1961. He was awarded the Chicago Gold Coast Award for that. So what do you know about the Cassini family? And
I know a lot about the Cassinis. And,
okay, why don't you tell us a little bit?
Well, they have – Oleg was Jackie's personal dress designer, and he worked with my uncle in a movie As the Girls Go, or a Broadway play. No, it was a Broadway play, and then also Igor Cassini, his brother, who worked for William Randolph Hearst, worked with my uncle during the 40s. But Oleg... they come from a very prominent Russian family, and their grandfather, Arthur Cassini, was the first Russian ambassador to the United States under the Tsar. So before the Russian Revolution, the Cassinis, you know, you hear the name Cassini, you think, ah, Italian. Well, they were half Italian, but their Russian roots are much more important. And Arthur Cassini educated the two assassins of Rasputin. That would be Felix Usulov and Grand Duke Dmitri, who found refuge in Palm Beach. Well, Igor Cassini was a...
All righty.
Palm Beach.
I'm sorry. We'll pick this up after the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Bruce Adamson. He is the author of numerous books on the assassination of JFK. His website is CIAJFK.com. I do enjoy the JFK assassination timeline chart, because you have
almost
so many
300
people.
Pages. So it's
indeed, yes. Yes.
But, the biographical dictionary sure helps. It's the first 28 pages. It sure helps people understand what's going on. I'm glad that you've pointed that out, because that is really, it's like the meat of the whole thing. You know, it just, it gets you right there, and you really, it's simple. And yeah, to read through the whole 260 some pages of just facts is not an easy task. But
right.
I was going to say, if any of your listeners, you know, are interested in any of the books, that I'll pick up the postage as a former postal employee.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very thoughtful of you to do that. Yes. Yes, indeed. Now, obviously, you have read other books by other authors concerning this particular subject. What other books have you?
Well, I went through today, you know, as I get older, I don't really read the books. I just kind of, I go through the indexes and I look for the people that, and that's pretty much how I came, did with George DeMarchand. I would go through the index and look at the people that I'm interested in, whether they be CIA, Texas oil men. And then I would go and see what that person has said, you know, and, you know, like I mentioned, Dr. Philip Mullinson's book, Spy Saga, that was one of the best I've ever read on Lee Harvey Oswald. It's a small book, and it just points out all this, the CIA ties, and I really enjoyed that one. And, you know, I just kind of, you know, I started as a genealogist in 82 doing family history, and when I won a case against the post office, I took my money and I said, okay, that was in 92, and I'm going to research. My sister would say to me, nobody cares about our family. And, you know, I found a lot of interesting things about our family. She said, why don't you pick another subject? So I picked the JFK assassination. I was out to prove, you know, Oswald was guilty. And I even wrote a 20-page story. He's guilty as hell. And then along comes George DeMarchand, and he has converted me.
Okay. And how did you happen to find him? I mean, how did you happen to just, yes, well, how did you find him?
I found his testimony in the Warren Commission, 26 volumes. It was 260 pages between his wife and himself. And his wife worked with Abe Zapruder 10 years before the assassination. And they knew each other, and they were friends with one another.
Okay. Tell us about Zapruder. Who was he?
He's the man that films the assassination, and he doesn't react for his own safety, yet he testifies that he hears the bullets whistling by his ears. So, you know, you look at other people that have been filming shootings, whether in Vietnam or there was an incident in Florida where somebody shot somebody at an ex-spouse. And it's not natural for the cameraman to hold steady and to keep filming. He was a 32nd degree Mason, and he, Jean Legan DeMarchand, DeMarchand's fourth wife, worked with him in 53, and he would cut the patterns. So, and he also worked with Olga Femer. Olga Femer had a daughter, Marie Femer, who was LBJ's personal secretary. Marie Femer became the one senior officer at the CIA.
Now, you mentioned in your book, the one that you just sent me, the little booklet that you just sent me.
The volume 12, yes.
That the Clinton administration awarded the Zapruder family $16 million for the filming of JFK's assassination.
The original film. They let the Zapruder family keep the copyrights, but they only wanted the original. And what they don't disclose is that Zapruder had ties to the CIA, Dallas Council of World Affairs, and had known George DeMarchand. The Clinton administration did not mention George DeMarchand once in their final report on, during the 1990s. They spent millions of dollars trying to uncover the truth on the JFK assassination, but not one word about George DeMarchand, who is the key to understanding all about Oswald.
Now, do you think that the reason that he was not worried about the bullets zooming past his head is because he knew that this was going to happen and he was there to document the event?
I would say that's a good thesis. And you look at the people in the line of the camera of his, when he's filming, and the people that are on this side of the street are dropping to the ground. You know, when you hear bullets, it's not natural, and you don't hold steady as a rock. And if it was just an innocent, filming, you would bring out that you knew Lee Harvey Oswald's best friend. You would bring out that you attended Dallas Council or World Affairs meetings in the 50s with Oswald's best friend, the DeMarchands. But he didn't do that. He kept it quiet. And then in 1992, 93, I ran an article in the Dallas Morning News, an ad asking for people that worked at Nardis in Dallas. And I found four people, including a supervisor, Bert Wienick, who said that, oh yeah, Jean Lagan de Marshall and Abe Zapruder were friends. And I called Olga Femer on the phone in 96. And she says, oh, Jean Lagan was the nicest. I told her I was doing a story on Nardis in Dallas, the clothing store. And she said, oh, she was the nicest. She used to bring me back perfume, bottles of perfume from France, you know, but I didn't use the word de Marshall because she hadn't been married to George de Marshall until the late 50s.
Okay.
So, and then you have Henry Luce, who purchased the Zapruder film, and he's dating the same woman, Mary Bancroft, as CIA Director Warren Commissioner Alan Dulles. And that's Mary Bancroft. Their family owned Wall Street Journal and the Barron's, the Dow Jones. They sold that to Rupert Murdoch several years ago. Well, Mary Bancroft wrote a book, worked with Alan Dulles and was Alan Dulles' lover during World War II and worked on the assassination
of Adolf Hitler. So incestuous. It seems like.
I know.
Oh, gosh. Oh. My goodness.
So, and her best friend in the book where she wrote Autobiography of a Spy is Ruth Forbes Payne, who married the inventor of the Bell helicopter. And that's John Forbes Carey's first cousin. And so it doesn't mean John Forbes Carey had anything to do with it. He's photographed with JFK on a ship. But it only means that, you know, what would you do to protect your family name? They're very prominent, the Forbes family in Boston, Mass. So,
right.
They don't want to be shamed or if their family member has done something wrong. But we were talking about the Cassinis earlier in 1955, Oleg and Igor Cassini attended the Goya Ball, which was organized by the Sharpless family, de Marshall's third wife, and the Cassini's family, the Reitzmans, organized this the Goya Ball in Palm Beach. That was the year I was born. And Igor Cassini wrote a book called Pay the Price about his father-in-law, Charles Reitzman, and said he was involved in a murder, but he could not tell the true story because it would hurt many, many people, and his wife was the one that committed suicide because of Bobby Kennedy.
And wow.
So it's a fictionalized book.
Sure. All righty. Bruce, we are going to our top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour, and we'll talk to you then.
Okay.